This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the bubble's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing on a Friday afternoon, right? If you just joined us, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bashir with the Winter Stock himself. It's time to wrap things up with the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, taking us through, you know, all things cars. Is our resident motoring journalist himself, Prashirwin Naidu. Now, this week, Prashirwin gets behind the wheel of something fresh from a brand making a serious comeback. We are talking about Tata. Yes, Tata is back and ready to make waves. He test drives the Tata Harrier, diesel-powered crossover that's solidly built and adds a refreshing twist to the SUV game now. And that's not all. Prashirwin also brings us the latest on the new MG ZS Pro. The British-owned brand is upping its game with something that feels, you know, premium yet remains surprisingly affordable. Of course, we're not wrapping things up without a little soul with a hot gem of the week, not forgetting his motoring a tip to set the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Kim Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm so well, man. Thank you so much, as always, for taking your time to join us on the show.
Always a blessing. Thank you.
You know, before, you know, with me, I get, I stand to be corrected, but I love the fact that I need to ask you about some of these cars and their pronunciations, because I'm like, hey, man, this one, is it Herrera? Is it Herrera? Is it Harry? What is it? What are we talking about, this Tata?
It's actually Harrier, eh?
Harrier.
Now you got me thinking.
I need to get it right, man. But let's dive straight into it and talk about, you know, the Tata Harrier. I mean, what's it really like on the road, Prashirwin?
Well, taking it on the road, I thought it was quite enjoyable. Every mount of it, just its platform that it's based on. So they obviously, Tata is in partnership with Land Rover, so JLR. So that platform that they have, it's taken from the previous generation Discovery and planted into it. So as you can imagine, this car really holds its own quite well on the open road. Diesel motor, 2-liter turbo diesel motor, so you've got a lot of punch, a lot of torque. You don't feel like you're driving something underpowered. Ride bumps just absorbs everything quite well. And just for everyday usability, I was really enjoying it. It was very refreshing from the quote-unquote, you know, brain drain things that we usually get to sample in the metro. And it's kind of refreshing to see that Tata has given this thing a bit more gumption, because when you think of Tata, you don't really think anything that's good to write home about, actually. But now that they've given us something, I was quite impressed. Very impressed.
Now, I mean, speaking of them giving us something, you know, different, let's speak about the design. What are your thoughts on that?
So the design, I think that's where it really struck a chord. Really, really different. You'll notice the Harrier turns head, slim LED headlights, bold glow, and it just looks very premium from it. Very modern, very futuristic. Now, the brand is definitely forward-thinking in that vision. And just overall, I don't think, you know, as a brand, Tata hasn't just tossed something together. They're trying to really reposition themselves and the ethical intent. And modern design, strong safety. So if the viewers or the listeners out there, think, have a look or Google the picture of it, and you'll see actually it doesn't look that bad. Quite a handsome looking SUV.
All right, most definitely. Now let's enter the cabin. I mean, does it feel, you know, durable and well built? And what kind of pricing are we looking at, Prashirwin?
So it's quite fairly well put together. I did find some plastics were a bit cheap. Infotainment system was a bit, you know, not the greatest, but it got the job done. But visually inside, you got good space. You got about 445 liters of boot space, so perfect for your small family goers. Decent touch points, nice sound system as well, very important for us both, King Bash. And pricing wise, well, you're looking at about 549,000 rand, and it goes for to the top circuit, which I had was 700,000 rand. So there's that. Pricing wise, it's going against some heavy contenders out there. I mean, I'm thinking immediately of the VW Tiguan. I'm thinking of Toyota. With the Corolla Cross, I'm thinking of also a lot of new Chinese entrants too in the market. There's in this market now, there's a lot of choices out there for you as a consumer. myself. So I really, really think it's a hard choice. Really do.
No, most definitely, because I'm looking at the images right now, Prashuin, and I don't know why I got the Toyota Cross, but with a bit more luxury to it, right? It looks a tad bit bigger, if I'm not mistaken, but it does look great, actually. It really, really does look great. But as you mentioned, that there's a lot of competition. But let's switch gears before we, you know, get a bit carried away to the other ride for the week, which is the MG ZS Pro. What's your impression of it?
Like today, I thought it was very different. MG, obviously, with partnership with the Chinese called Fike. So they've given us the brand again, and they've got the MG ZS Pro. So I thought, you know, at the launch, I thought it was really composed. Had a 1.5-liter turbo petrol motor, so quite a relaxing feel behind the wheel. Didn't feel, you know, yes, obviously, a few chinks in the armor, but from a sense of premium feel, you get quite a little premium feel to it, and I think that would be my main gripe about it. And pricing, not bad. King Rush, 397,000 rand for the MG ZS Pro, so quite different, and it's technically Chinese too. So I'll just put that out there as well.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, I've not asked you, you know, this question in a very long time, only because I knew that your garage is full, but is this something you would buy?
If you know, my budget was more modest, and I was targeting a compact crossover. Had some premium feature to it, and didn't need a diesel. I think the MG ZS Pro would be my go-to. Mm. And just, of course, you know, it's obviously preference, diesel or petrol, but I think the ZS Pro, it's not badly priced. Mm. I think that's a good thing about it. Mm. But I think also, when you think of Chinese competitors out there, it would be the cheapest in that regard. You know, you have your Habao, the GWM, all those brand Chery. So there's that to actually consider too.
Nah, most definitely, man. Prashuin, thank you so much for coming through. But before I let you go, can you hit us with the motoring tip and get us into the groove with that hot jam of the week?
All right. Thank you so much, King Bash. So use the 3-second rule when following behind someone. When you're behind another car, pick a fixed landmark, a sign tree, lamp post. When a car ahead passes, count 1,000, 1, 1, 2,000, 1,003. If you reach that landmark before finish counting, you're too close. So just always make sure, in essence, keep a good safe following distance. And get enough with Sean Kingston Ocean Drive.
Oh, man. Big shout out to you, Prashuin, and catch you again next week, Friday, and have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, and to the listeners out there, cheers.
Yes, that's how we wrap it up with Prashuin Naidu, right? And for some depth, do go check out his reviews and impressions and expert motoring insights. Follow him on Instagram at Prashuin_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.